This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he was not trying to intimidate a witness who was testifying in the House impeachment inquiry with this tweet about her, but she says it was intimidating. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Tweeting from the White House during the hearing, Trump said everywhere former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch served turned bad. Asked at the hearing about the tweet, she said,
Well, it's very intimidating.
The president says for the first time he watched some of the hearings and he was not trying to intimidate.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech.
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses and obstruct justice and could be used as evidence against the president.
We need to view the president's actions today as part of a broader and incriminating pattern of conduct.
I'm Julie Walker.
Twitter is detailing its ban on political ads, AP's Ed Donahue.
Admitting this is not perfect, Twitter says appeals for votes, solicitations for campaigns, contributions, and any political content will be untweeted. The ban also covers all ads, even non-political ones, from candidates, political parties, and elected or appointed government officials. What will be allowed is ads connected to political causes. Gun control, abortion, climate change are examples. News organizations will be exempt so they can promote stories that cover political issues. Twitter is taking a stricter approach compared to Facebook, which says it will not intervene when politicians speak, no matter what they're saying. I'm Ed Donahue.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week, then turned the gun on himself, died from his wounds Friday. Police say 16-year-old Nathaniel Burhau died at a hospital with his mother at his side. He shot five fellow students at his high school in Santa Clarita Thursday with a .45 caliber pistol, killing a 15-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy.